The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we are back. Final hour of the show. It's been a good one. Mike Leach was with us earlier. A lot of conversation not only here but around the country about what happened yesterday. You may remember the legend called in criticizing the Alabama coaches and then the father of Alabama defensive coordinator Pete Golden, Skip Golden, a coach himself, called in and went after legend. It made national news, and legend is on the air. Good afternoon, legend.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Sure.
Hey, before I get into Skip Golden, I'd like to touch on two other things right quick. That beatdown you put on Jim today. I'm proud of you, Black Hat, brother. You represent the Black Hat Posse. Handsome Joe, DJ K-Dub, the legend, Paul Feinbaum, the Four Horsemen, baby. I'm proud of you, dude. Woo! Give me a woo, Paul.
Well, legend, you've been there before. I didn't even really feel good about it either. I just felt like it was a necessity.
Yeah, damn that 2 cent paralegal in Louisiana. Ever get in trouble again? I want you in my corner as my lawyer. And the second thing, right quick, David Legend, the guy that called about the strip club.
Yeah.
That's my real brother.
Is it really?
I hadn't heard from him in some time. That's a real legend brother right there, brother. You need to let him on the air. You'll see where I get my passion from. I lost his information. So the next time he calls back, please get your guy. You could really help the legend family out. I've been trying to get back in touch with my brother. Since my mama died, we've kind of got separated, the whole family. So that'd be a real blessing if y'all would do that.
Well,
he said he was your brother,
but a lot of people claim to be your brother. So,
that's my real brother.
Okay,
right
will effort that. We'll make that happen.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Now let's get to Skip Golden, and let me first say this to Skip Golden: I respect what you did yesterday. You got more beast in you than that no defensive coordinator son of yours. I appreciate what you did. I appreciate the fire. I tip my black hat to you. If I had a son, of course, he wouldn't be as bad as your son as a defensive coordinator because I would have taught him differently. But if I had a son, I would have stood up for him also. So I respect it. I tip my hat to you, and I want to tell you, Skip Golden, I want to tell the national media, and particularly the local media, who try to put me in the same category as Harvey Updike. Legend is no damn Harvey Updike.
Now, Legend, hold on 1 second. I don't mean to interrupt. No, I didn't hear the local media today. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, it was on the radio, different callers calling in and on three-man front, and they made it out like I was some kind of fool and idiot, you know. Considered a source. This is what they say. Let me tell you something about the source. It's the fan. We pay the tickets. We buy the hats. We pay the $50 for parking. Hell, we can't even go out and tailgate no more under $100 to get a lot. So don't tell me about the source, brothers. Don't tell me about the source. Whoa, don't tell me about the source. Because the source is the ears that are listening to your programs. The source is the fans that's buying the equipment, paying Nick Saban's salary. Don't tell me about the source anymore. That's who the damn source is. And they want to compare me to Harvey Updike. I ain't going to poison no tree. I ain't going to hurt nobody. I come on here and talk trash and have fun. That's East Coast, baby. But let me tell Skip Golden something. Let me tell you this, brother. You might be from South Florida, but I'm from Redneck Walker County. If you can survive in Redneck Walker County, baby, you can survive anywhere. Your little threat to me didn't scare me. I didn't really consider it a threat. I considered it an honor that you came after me. So let's get that right. I admire what you did. But I will meet you somewhere, Skip Golden, under one condition. One condition. And that is if you bring that sorry-ass defensive coordinator's son along with you. Because I don't believe in whooping ass when it comes to the elderly. I wouldn't lay a hand on you, sir. I got all respect for you. But I'd whoop the hell out of your son for stealing from the University of Alabama for the last friggin' 5 years of his career. The only coach in the SEC that has stole more money from a university than Pete Golden is that con man Bobby Collins wannabe Jimbo Fisher and dadgum Texas A&M Aggie land. You've been stealing from us. You ain't a defensive coordinator, and I just called you out on it. And I'm not the only one, Paul. I spoke to the godfather, Danny Sheridan, today. He sent me a little article. You know, he has like 1,000 private customers around the country that he gives picks to every week. I probably shouldn't say that because he'll get millions of calls that are making mega money. That's why Danny's got that mansion down there in Mobile, and all he does all day is go to five-star restaurants. That's why that is. And you know what his article said? My number one pick, Texas plus 20 and a half. And this is why he said it. Pete Golden. Pete friggin' Golden. That's what he said. He said that Alabama, every game, and I challenge every Alabama fan out there to go and watch this for yourself. Alabama, every game, the Texas game, the A&M game last year, the Texas A&M in Texas used 6 offensive linemen the whole game to block 4 Alabama defensive players. Will Anderson Jr. was double-teamed the whole game. Dallas Turner was double-teamed the whole game. Hell, they're exhausted by the fourth quarter because they've been double-teamed the whole friggin' game. I went back and watched both games, and on every friggin' play except for 5 blitzes in 2 games, 4 defensive linemen was blocked by 6 offensive linemen. And you want to tell me this idiot is a good defensive coordinator? No disrespect to you, Skip. I appreciate you standing up, showing some beast in you, some fire. But get it in your damn son, because he's got none. And I'm tired of watching Alabama every friggin' week lose simply because he didn't evidently listen to your 50 years of coaching. And I'm going to tell you something else, Skip. And you take this to the bank, brother. You take this right here to the bank. Legend friggin' loves Alabama football. I friggin' love Alabama football, brother. I hope I'm wrong and we don't give up a friggin' point the rest of the year. I've gotten over 100 hate messages a day. I've gotten over 10 death threats because of this situation today. And I tell you, I don't care. I'm a fan having fun. I'm not trying to take advantage of Fine Bomb. I don't want no TV show no more. Them people are crazy. I don't want a radio show no more. Radio folks are crazy. I'm just a caller and a fan having friggin' fun. But if you want to put hands on me, I'm Walker County, baby. I'm Harlan County. They call me Boy Crowder down there. You don't want to mess with this one. I can promise you that right there. Now, pal, I've said what I've had to say, and I say this right here. This show is friggin' marvelous. Elvis has left the building.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. John is up next in Florida. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul. How's it going? Hey, I was listening to a bunch of the Alabama fans calling in. I know they're pretty, you know, upset and all that. But to my knowledge, I mean, Nick Saban is the standard. Alabama football has always been the standard. And I guess my thing is that if you have standards that you play by, you don't have to get up or have to play a close game to be ready for any opponent. You can face adversity, true enough. But in the same sense, it's Alabama, man. I mean, Alabama, they're the standard. I mean, so when you think about it, I mean, I understand that Pete Golden's defense coordinator, but doesn't Nick Saban have some say-so in that defense also? I'll listen to
you. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that, John, because I was trying to make that point yesterday. Nick Saban, you know, has his hands in everything, but there's no place he has his hands in more than the defense, especially the secondary. That's his specialty. And no person as good a defensive coordinator as Nick Saban is going to just turn the keys over. Yeah, he likes Golden. There's no question. He's soft on Golden, or sweet on Golden, whatever you want to use. But he trusts him because he's still there. He's the de facto coach of the defense. Let's take a break. We have more to come. More guests as we continue here on what has been a truly insane week. Dan Everett will join us next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And welcome back. We've been listening to Shane Beamer, whose team takes on the number one ranked Bulldogs Saturday at Williams-Brice. And the school made a lot of news recently when it became the first major college athletic department to partner with a sports marketing agency to establish an in-house NIL firm. And we are going to talk about it with one of the key people involved, Dan Everett, who's, of course, his firm, Everett Sports Management, is a big player, is the player in all this. Dan, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your time. Can't wait to hear more about how all this came about. But first of all, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, good afternoon, and thank you for letting me join you today.
We look forward to hearing more about this. So, I mean, this is unique. I know you represent a lot of major players in many different aspects in many different sports. So how did the deal with South Carolina come together?
You know, we had a relationship dating back to the Connor Shaw days at USC, specifically with Chance Miller and Hillary Cox at the University of South Carolina. And they had the ingenuity and the creativity to try to do something that was going to disrupt the NIL space as a whole. And it's very exciting that they chose us to partner with to do so.
So, I mean, when you look at this, it's still hard even now. We're, 14 months into this to wrap our arms around the idea that a university is partnering on something like this. So how does it work, at least in relation to your firm's role being on their campus?
Sure. So what we've created a subsidiary of ESM. And what it is, it's a combination of brilliant marketing minds that use our novel data capabilities to position athletes for partnerships at the highest level. So USC student athletes are going to have the top sports agents in the country working on their behalf, and it's going to be done so free and non-exclusively.
And I mean, we're long past the idea of asking how do you jump through the hoops, because obviously that's not even an issue here, the fact that the school is involved. But it still seems strange, does it not? And I maybe not to you, but to the rest of us, that a school is now in this business using experts like yours.
Yeah. You know, the collective space changed a lot of things in the last 4 to 5 months, but truly this is what NIL was intended to be. These are real deals, and you're exchanging true influence for compensation and or products. So this is what, if you do believe in NIL, this is the best that it can be, as you have student athletes, and we're gonna be serving all 500 plus student athletes at the University of South Carolina. So providing deals that are gonna permeate through every athlete on campus, and these are organic and authentic partnerships, not donor money for nebulous deliverables.
And of course, ESM is located in Greenville, which a little bit closer to Clemson than obviously the University of South Carolina, but that's beside the point. You represent a lot of really important players, Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, just to name a few. So on that campus, how will this work in terms of you going out with the university's collaboration and making deals for the athletes?
Sure. So the subsidiary of ESM, which is Park Avenue, has a 5-person team. And that team is going to work in both a national and regional presence to go out and better position and procure deals using the novel data capabilities and procurement negotiation skills that ESM has used for over a decade. So ultimately, for the current student athletes at South Carolina, we project that they're going to have double the opportunities they will in 2022-23 versus 2021 and 2022.
And Dan, you know, we hear so many crazy stories about these deals for athletes. What would assuming there is such a thing as a normal deal, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, no, great question, Paul. So right now, I mean, you know, in the next 48 hours, in the next 10 days, we anticipate announcing the first 3 to 4 partnerships in the University of South Carolina. And some of those are going to be regional. You have Juice Wells, who's currently leading the SEC in receiving yards, partnering with a regional juice company called Tastiest Fit. On the regional deal, we have the USC Alumni Association that may want to do a partnership with DK Joyner, the do-it-all offensive star, as he was the first person in his family to graduate and still a student athlete at the University of South Carolina. We're in talks nationally with Under Armour to do an activation there to tailgate for the UGA game this weekend. We're talking with Saks Underwear to do a deal across the entire USC football team, and it also had be tied to testicular cancer awareness. So you're going to see deals that are unique, not just specific to stars in basketball and football, but across all sports and genders.
Dan, the bigger picture, there's so much negativity, and maybe that's waning a little bit, but how do you square the craziness of, you know, coaches accusing others of buying their whole team to what you are trying to accomplish with your firm on this campus?
For Park Avenue, there's no collective relationship. There's no donor money. This is true NIL and how it's intended. And, you know, obviously I've already talked about the benefit it's going to have for the current student athletes who are there on campus. But really, I think the recruiting advantage this is going to provide the University of South Carolina is what is most innovative and most disruptive. You know, let's say you're an elite athlete in men's basketball, women's basketball, or football, and you recognize that you probably have an NIL value around $500,000 per year in real NIL deals. And if you sign with an agency, most agencies charge around 20% in fees. If you're considering USC, you have the nation's preeminent marketing firm only 90 miles away. And you realize that because of their profound data capabilities and feet on the ground in the state of South Carolina, that you would earn $700,000 in NIL marketing, real deals, with no fees. That nets you an extra $300,000 per year. Now, let's say you're a college football prospect who's considering going there. You want to go there for 3 years and head off to the NFL. Is it worth $1 million difference to attend a different university? If you know, if you go out on that field, you handle your business at USC, you can be a number one overall draft pick, just like Jadeveon Clowney was. And at the end of your college career, you're going to have an extra $1 million regardless of where you get drafted. If NIL factors into a student athlete's college decision, USC is going to be the alpha university in the nation for maximizing true name, image, and likeness.
Listen, I mean, I'm not, I don't know enough to agree or disagree, but how, it's not like everybody else is sitting still though, Dan, you know that, and South Carolina knows that. So how do you compete with all the other stuff that's going on out there? I know your pitch is really good, but there's still a lot of shady stuff, nefarious stuff happening.
That's a great question. And specific to this partnership we have, this is how true NIL was intended. And for it can't be replicated, meaning most people consider ESM and now our subsidiary Park Avenue a top two sports marketing firm in the country. And I don't think we're second. With that being said, this can't be replicated over 130 different schools because it doesn't exist anywhere. It is a perfect marriage of a university that happens to be in state and relationships that are very deep between our firm and that athletic department that has made a novel partnership that can't be replicated. So it's going to be a recruiting advantage that no one can compete with.
Dan Everett with ESM on the deal with the University of South Carolina. Many, many thanks. Thank you very much. As we head to the break, of course, the Gamecocks take on Georgia this week, the number one team in the country. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
And we welcome all of you back. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul, you're looking good and sounding good as always. And I know you're going to ask me about the Georgia game coming up. And, you know, Lord have mercy, we got to just do what we can do. But I would like to tell you something first. Legend sounds like a cross between Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, and that's the worst impersonation I've heard of Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes.
Well, I don't know what he's impersonating, but he certainly is entertaining.
Sounds to me like you've been hanging out with Hunter Biden. But here's what I want to tell you what's going on here in Columbia. As you know, Dawn Staley, our women's basketball coach, canceled two games with BYU over someone who supposedly made a racial slur.
Right.
And both Duke and BYU have said it never happened. I'm thinking another Jesse Smollett. It's the only thing I can think of.
Well, hold on. I remember seeing from Duke was that they were supporting their athletes.
Well, yeah, but Mr. Feinbaum, if somebody had heard
you,
but, it,
all I'm trying to say not, is what you just got through saying isn't accurate.
What I get through saying that ain't accurate.
Well, you acted like as if Duke had said that they agreed with BYU in their investigation. I don't think that's what I read.
Well, that's what I heard from one of your screen callers.
Well, I've actually looked. I don't know a lot about it, but I just vaguely remember Duke right or wrong, they defended their athletes. So what's your point?
Well, you remember a few years back when that Duke, that lady accused the Duke players of raping her? That turned out to be nothing but a lie. I'm trying to be honest. This lying about racism hurts not only black people, but it hurts white people, and I think it's wrong.
Well, Cat Daddy, I don't know the facts of the matter, and do I necessarily believe when a university conducts an investigation? No, I don't. Do I believe that? I have no earthly idea what happened. I really don't. But I do know Don Staley very well, and I will stand with Don Staley no matter what time of the day it is, no matter what day of the week. Thank you for the call. William is up next from Maryville. Hello, William.
Hello, Paul. I'm actually driving from Chicago back to East Tennessee, which means that I'm really glad to live in East Tennessee. I've been a captive audience of Jim and Legend and Skip Golding. It's been an interesting time to get a headache, Paul.
Yeah, there's been plenty of opportunity, William, to...
Well, you know, the last young man that from the South Carolina marketing firm, you know, I've been around law and business for, I don't know, 50 years or something, and I don't know that I've ever heard more buzzwords come out of one mouth.
William, what time are you getting home tonight? Because I shouldn't have done this, but I did. I went ahead and called your banker and invested all of your 401k into his firm. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, you know, I mean,
it's a can't miss. Like there's no way that firm is ever going to miss on anything.
Well, you know, last time I heard that was, you know, when Enron and AIG, they all filed bankruptcy because they couldn't miss either. And when they say it's too big to fail, it means it's not too big to fail. So I just never heard that many buzzwords come out of one mouth.
No, he
in one very short
he definitely he sold me. I've got a couple of dollars I'm thinking about just donating to him because I believe so much in his cause.
Well, you know, that's very kind of you, Paul. I mean, give it. You probably need to donate it to Aleve or Tylenol because the stock's going to go up because all your listeners need headache medicine.
You know, by the way, that I don't know why. I mean, I'm not in charge of marketing and advertising here, but that would be. Can you imagine the Advil call of the day? Just take three Advil and you'll feel better in the morning.
And you feel better. Well, I the Skip Golding call. I was actually riding up the road yesterday for that, and you got to admire the man for defending his son, but on the other hand, his son's got to be thinking, oh, God, Dad, I'm a grown man. I'm making millions of dollars a year. I don't need you defending me. And there's an old saying that you got a bucket of manure. You can either stir it and it keeps smelling, or you can let it sit and it gets a little crust and quit smelling. And to me, all he did was stir the bucket of manure.
Yeah, well, I don't mind you calling and defending your son. I don't mind you being unhappy. But when you start threatening, and William, you're a licensed, trained attorney. I don't know how you can interpret anything other than he was threatening Legend in that call.
Well, I agree, but since you're call with Jim, Paul, I couldn't hold a candle to you, Paul. I could not hold a candle to you asking Jim that question. And you know, you cannot have a logical discussion with an illogical person, Paul.
Well, let me ask you this, William. You've done a lot more depositions than I have. When somebody refuses to answer something that's so basic that it's on your birth certificate, what is that telling you as someone who is looking for holes in people's story?
Well, it's telling you they've got a lot to hide. They got a lot they don't want to talk about. It's telling you it's time to call the judge and have them held in contempt of court if they don't answer the question.
Well, you be careful on those roads getting back to East Tennessee.
I got caught in Chicago traffic leaving, and I got a long way to go. I'm just now going through Indianapolis, and I got a long way to ride. I wish your program would go on until about midnight so I could listen to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, William, I've got your number. I am going to send you Jim from Tuscaloosa's greatest hits. It's an 8-track that he put out back in the day. Hey, thanks. You be careful out there. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Hello, Chris. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Paul? I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, first things first, I have never heard more crybabies in Alabama. They got more excuses than Hillary Clinton. It was too hot. The ban wasn't there. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Hey, Chris, tell me I'm wrong, but I mean, I've been in a lot of locker rooms in my time, and I don't remember any of them being climate controlled. They're usually pretty steamy, warm.
Do they stink?
Yeah, I mean, what difference does it make?
Like B.O.?
Yeah, when it's 100 degrees, does it really matter? And by the way, if you're an athlete and you're out there sweating, do you really want to be in a cold environment?
No, sir, because I work outside a lot of times, and you go inside in the AC, man, it kills you.
Oh, yeah. No, it
makes
drives
you tired.
I'm the same way. I mean, I'm not saying I want to be, 100 degrees inside, but I'd rather not be cold either.
Yes, sir. But then another thing I would like to say is, if you remember correctly, Alabama has never beaten Texas before the national championship, right?
You're right. Yeah, Bryant Bryant went 0 for Texas.
Yes, sir. And so Nick Saban plays him the first series of the game. He takes out Colt McCoy. Okay. So this game, this guy's got 125 yards. He had two interference calls that didn't get called in the end zone, taken away, and now they're panicking. So the old boy goes in there and hits him, and does a late hit. And then when he's going down, he turns him to the side and slams him on his shoulder to take that quarterback out. Now you
tell you what, Chris. Let me do
this.
Let's get a reaction to that from an Alabama fan who's accusing Alabama of dirty play. What about that, Larry?
Oh, man, get off it. It's football. That's what you told me, Fine Bomb, when Tua got two 300-pounders fell on him, ripped his helmet off and headbutted and broke his nose. You told me, hey, Larry, that's just football. And that's what I'm telling that person. That's just football, Jack. Get over it. Damn, if you want to play hopscotch, go get with the girls. And we had air conditioning units, and I didn't hear the player or the coach want to say anything about it. I think it was the food on the planes what messed them up, is what I think.
What kind of food did they eat on the plane, Larry?
Yeah, I know. It must have messed them up, huh? Because they should have lost something between Alabama and Texas, because they got their ass pushed around on the offensive line. There's no doubt in that. We got two receivers coming back, hopefully to God. But I don't blame that guy about threatening legend, but I don't think it was a serious threat. I don't think nobody takes it. I told I'd taken fishing and one of us come back. But that's serious now, and you could probably say that was serious.
So you believe that Coach Golden, you don't believe he was threatening legend when he said what he did?
Yeah, but I don't think it was I don't think he'd follow through with that. Do you? And legend, my God, he deserves it. I mean, shit, he got bragged about killing somebody, probably kill him in a wheelchair. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, Larry, hold on. I don't believe legend ever bragged about killing someone, okay?
Well, he drags it around with him. You know, he's always said something about it, but.
Well, Larry, I mean, you understand this. I mean, when you go to jail for, I don't remember what degree, when you go to jail for murder, you're probably going to carry it around with you for the rest of your life. But Legend's never bragged about it. I think Legend has talked about remorse and repentance.
Yeah, okay. So
what's your excuse?
Like I said,
you admitted on this show that when you were a policeman, you would smack people around.
Yeah, I did. I told you what happened, and anybody else would have done the same.
Well, I don't remember what happened. Maybe so. What exactly did you do as a cop to when somebody mouthed off to you?
I didn't hurt nobody like that. Now, if they spitting on me and cussing and calling my mama name, I'd put the brakes on and give them that screen test for a movie actor and let them eat some of that metal. I never had a complaint filed. I never had charges filed on me for the
Because probably half the prisoners were unconscious. They didn't remember who beat them up.
I had 18 years. I had 18 years of good service, my man.
And how many times did you try that little screen test routine?
Hell yeah! Somebody spitting on you, what would you do, Paul? Sit there and grin about it? Hell no. I just asked them they won't be a movie star, and they're drunk. Yeah. Okay, hold on. And they'd eat that screen. I'd say, well, you failed the screen test.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.